Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and today I'm back down in Manchester at Zephyr Blatt once again, and I've been joined by John Matthews from The High. So hello John, how are you? Nice to see you again, mate.
Yeah,
fantastic, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming down to see me. Now obviously quite a lot to talk about actually in over the next 10 minutes or so, but firstly we'll go back because it's a few months since I've seen you. And I've not seen you since you, The High, played at the Academy again in December, was it?
Yeah,
December. Yeah. So just tell us a little bit about how that went.
Yeah, it was a bit of a wet, windy December night.
I think it was the week before Christmas,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it stopped raining for about 4 weeks. But yeah, it was a good turnout, Sunday night gig at the Academy. It's nice, small, the smaller Academy, Academy 3.
Yeah.
Great support slot, Maya Glue.
Yeah.
And it was good, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good stuff, okay. And obviously you've had your little Christmas break and that, but you've been very busy since. You've been in the studio, but firstly tell us about rehearsing. You've been busy rehearsing with the rest of the lads, with Tony and Andy and Jack.
Yeah.
So it seems as though you're kind of getting your mojo back again now.
Yeah, I just had a bit of a natural break over Christmas. Mm. Jack's on tour with Blossoms, etc. But we've been writing new songs, rehearsing, trying to just keep it all going.
Yeah.
Been in the studio, recorded one track, which we think is going to be the A-side to a 7-inch single.
Oh, great.
A limited edition, and then hopefully like a download release as well. And so we need to now go in and finish off. We've got about 6 new tracks, I think. We need to go in now and finish another track, and then we'll have an A. The B-side, that sounds really cool,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
But so we're looking to do that, so hopefully as soon as we can.
What's the new single called, or the new track called, can you tell us?
The new track is called Kiss the Sun.
Kiss the Sun, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So is it kind of one that it's been in the sort of pipeline for a while?
We actually played it at the Academy gig in December, just to give it a try live. It's fitted into our set really well. Just been writing really and rehearsing it, and then we got it in the studio, and it was just great to get back in, got it all down okay, quickly in fact.
Yeah.
And just started to sound really good, and then we left it for a couple of weeks.
Which studio was this, John?
This is Red, I think it's called Red House. Jake's going to kill me, but it's Jake Evans, who used to be in Bad Lieutenant.
Right.
With Bernard out at New Order. It's his studio, so we went there. It's in Macclesfield.
Right, okay.
So we went back to finish it, it sounds really, really good. Really pleased with it. So we're getting it, that track mastered back, and then get the other track recorded, get some artwork together, and hopefully get it out there.
Brilliant. So any sort of time frames? Are we talking spring?
Yeah,
generally?
Hopefully early summer, I would say. Yeah,
early
but
summer,
we haven't really researched how long it takes to get records pressed and stuff like that. All. Bit of a learning curve really.
Okay, good. So on the live front, John, you've got this special night at the Stockport Plaza. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that? There's a few different bands on, isn't there?
Yeah, it's basically a celebration of Strawberry Studios, as you know, in Stockport.
Yeah.
Many famous tracks recorded there, 10cc, you name it. And it's just been like created by Jonathan, the guy who's putting it on, and it's all people who've got connections to Strawberry. Clint, believe, is introducing stroke comparing it.
Right, okay.
And we're just going to go on and do a couple of tracks. It's actually for charity, I believe.
Yeah.
So we just...
The local radio station is getting behind it.
That's right. Imagine FM. In fact, I think their actual station is based in what used to be Strawberry Studios.
I see.
Andy went and did an interview with them. And there's a documentary coming up, a 3-hour documentary on Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Sunday, the 20th of March at 6
all right,
o'clock.
Okay.
It's a 3-hour documentary about Strawberry.
Right, great stuff. So you can tell us about this. You're going to be on the Shine On weekend in November. Obviously, that's a long way off yet. But are there any sort of plans in the intervening period for? I gather you might be interested in getting a little bit of a tour together.
Hopefully, I mean we were looking to, and we want to play as much as we can if the venues are right. Looking at maybe festivals or putting on our own gigs. We fancy doing something in Manchester where we put it on ourselves. We just at that stage we're just a lot of things up in the air, just trying to get everything sort of collated and then hopefully get everything moving again.
But you kind of think, or you kind of hopeful that you could do something in the summer, say?
Yeah, definitely. We're just going to look at everything that comes up to last week. I suppose the Christmas period, we've been rehearsing a lot, we've been recording. There wasn't really a great deal of news, but now, as you said, we've been confirmed to play Friday night at Shine, which is November.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's confirmed. Got the Plaza thing coming up and a few other things. So just trying to keep everything going.
Yeah, yeah. Is it kind of... I mean, obviously, I can see off the social media that there is still a hunger or a thirst for the high. Do you kind of feel that? I mean, you wouldn't be practicing so hard and recording, etc., if you didn't think that, I guess.
Yeah, there's that side to it as well. You can feel that there's still some sort of vibe or something happening there. Also, it's just great rehearsing again, making music. It's just a great thing to be back involved with. It's never a hard thing to do. So it's always a pleasure to go out and to record, rehearse, play. Yeah. It's just great being back involved with it.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. So, so just tell us a little bit more about Shine On. Obviously, the readers may, listeners may still know a bit about it because the Inspirals were on there last year and I wrote quite a lot about it. But basically, is it at the Butlins? Is it Butlins or Fontins? Butlins, isn't it?
Minehead Butlins. In fact, I went there with my dad when I was a kid, took us there.
At Minehead, is it?
Yeah, Minehead. So that is strange. And so it's a weekend event, as you know. I think we're on Friday night. I think it's Railway Children, then us, then House of Love.
Right.
Wonder Stuff for Echo and the Bunnymen.
Right.
I think it's three nights. I think Black Grape were headline. No, Cast are headlining Sunday night with Black Grape. And all the feedback that all the people have played, it's all really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like everyone gets into it, enjoys it. And I was looking at a little trailer on YouTube, and younger people have gone because it's the chance to see a lot of bands from that sort of period in one venue they probably won't got a chance to see. So it looks okay.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, good. Well, hopefully, obviously that'll be great for everybody to see the high in action there. But like I say, hopefully we'll be able to see a lot more of you in the summer.
Hopefully, definitely.
Yeah, good. Thanks very much, John. It's been great to see you again, mate.
Okay.
Speak to you soon. Cheers.
Take care.